once common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to Real News on this Friday, September 15th, 2017. Another terror attack in London. We're waiting to get the details to see how serious it has been. 20 people, including a schoolboy, are said to have been injured. Witnesses describe seeing people badly burnt. Commuters reported running for their lives as people's, quote, hair was coming off, unquote, after the explosion. It is a confirmed terror attack on the London Underground this morning. It was a very packed train. Fortunately, the entire improvised bomb did not explode. If it had, there would have been far more casualties, far more serious casualties. But we're going to be giving you updates on that, and we also want to get your phone calls, your comments on that, especially if you are in London. This is a program. There you can see the pictures if you're looking at the video feed of people very badly burned, their hair and other things. This was a 10-year-old boy was hurt with a homemade explosive device. Today we're going to be talking about a variety of issues. We have two guests coming up on the program. We have Lee Stranahan, who's coming on. He's going to be talking about new revelations of pay-to-play from Hillary Clinton's State Department. These have come out of a FOIA request that is part of the Judicial Watch lawsuit against Hillary Clinton. And there's a lot of people, as we've talked about before, even if Jeff Sessions is not interested in prosecuting Hillary Clinton, there's a lot of people who are. We were serious when we said lock her up. Her crimes are well known, and they are very serious. And there needs to be a prosecution from the Justice Department. But right now, all we have are the actions of people like Judicial Watch, the actions of people like Ty Clevenger, who I talked to a week ago, who is trying to get information from the Department of Justice. The FBI shut him down at one level. He was shut down by a judge who said, no, there is no public interest that trumps Hillary Clinton's right to privacy. She is clearly above the law. And this is something that is a bipartisan agreement that Hillary Clinton is above the law. But there are other people who are moving through the system, and they are making progress. As I mentioned, Judicial Watch, Ty Clevenger is trying to get her disbarred. He is making progress with that. And he's also been able to get some documents. So as these individuals who are fighting the corruption in Washington that Attorney General Sessions will not fight, they are clawing their way through and making some revelations here. So we're going to talk to Lee Stranahan about that, about Susan Rice and other issues that are starting to come out. It's very interesting. After the many refusals to testify to Congress, I guess she was trying to put together some kind of an alibi, and it's a pretty flimsy alibi for her crimes that were exposed by the FISA court. President Trump called her out on it and said her crimes, what we're seeing here, are just the tip of the iceberg. So we're going to talk about that, and with Lee Stranahan, we're also going to talk to Michael Snyder about universal basic income and the exploding national debt. As we keep going further and further into debt to the banks, and as we have Silicon Valley taking away our jobs with automation, and there's going to be a massive, massive disruption in the economy, there are millions of people who are in the transportation issue, part of the economy. And as these truckers and others lose their jobs to automation, we're looking at big unemployment rates. And it's not just one industry. We've seen this type of disruption before from certain technologies, but this is going to be across all industries. And it's going to be from the very bottom workers to the very top. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about DACA, of course, as President Trump is pushing back against it. He is making the same negotiation that we have seen in the past. John Podesta said, this is a great idea. We can have amnesty and extreme enforcement. We tried that with Ronald Reagan. We didn't get the extreme enforcement. If we get the extreme enforcement, that may be even worse, what they're talking about now, because we're talking about a true mark of the beast. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What exactly is political correctness, and why is it being pushed on the American public? Well, political correctness is simply a form of psychological manipulation the government uses to control public opinion. By controlling your opinions, the establishment gets you to not only agree with their agenda, but to also ensure that your government-created viewpoint also influences others in a ripple effect. And this is how the power elite and the government stay in power. They use psychological manipulation to turn the public into obedient sheeple, and over time, we lose our ability to distinguish reality from deception. But how does political correctness and other deliberate deceptions work? Well, first, the establishment saturates mass media with their agenda they're trying to push until it invades every aspect of popular culture and is accepted as truth, such as global warming, for example. Then the establishment suppresses any counter-arguments to their agenda by calling critics kooky, nut jobs, racists, or, in the case of man-made climate change, climate deniers. You can learn more about this tyranny over the minds of men at InfoWars.com, PrismPlanet.tv, and our YouTube channel, Resistance News. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to the real news on this Friday, September 15th, 2017. I'm David Knight, your host. As we just mentioned, there has been an attack on the London Tube, the subway in London. There's been an improvised bomb, and the count of people who have been injured in this is going up as we speak. First it was 20, now it is 22, including a 10-year-old boy. It said it sent a fireball flying down the carriage, created massive panic. People were running, many of them with their hair on fire. Serious burns there. We don't know if there's been any casualties yet. This is an interesting story from the Mirror, saying witnesses were seen taking selfies inside the station after the incident. So I'm sure we'll have a lot of videos that will pop up on Twitter and elsewhere. They said 25-year-old who works in politics and had been traveling to his office told the Press Association, said there were a lot of people taking photos. There was a couple of people taking selfies. I thought, what is the world coming to? This is what we're talking about yesterday. The total obsession and connection to our devices. This dependency, this interaction. We're more connected to our iPhones than we are to the world around us. And that presents something that I think is more terrifying even than these types of events, because this is full spectrum. It is going to be used to attack all of us. It's what we've been talking about this entire week. It's a big part of the way the world was transformed after September 11th. We have the surveillance state and, of course, the unholy alliance, as I mentioned in the lead-up, that we put out on Periscope, telling people what was coming up on the show, the unholy alliance between Silicon Valley and government for money, for power, for liberty. They're taking your money, your liberty. They're making you dependent on their devices. They want to leave you helpless. And that's what we see here in this particular situation. The guy says, I was lucky. I was in a carriage. I was a few carriages down, but I was caught up in the stampede down the stairs. He says, I was sitting there. He had his headphones in, so he didn't know what was happening immediately. He says, in Parsons Green, the door opens fine. I'm not really paying attention. And all of a sudden, hundreds of people are running past me, screaming a mixture of stampede, attack, terrorist, explosion, get off the train, everybody run. Parsons Green station has a staircase at the front of the carriage where the train pulls up. He says, I'm running and keeping my head down because there might be gunfire on the staircase. And he says, then when I was on the staircase, the stewards and other passengers were shouting, stop, stop. So I squatted on the staircase. People were falling all over. People were fainting. They were crying. There were little kids clinging to the back of me. It's absolute chaos. And then they pull out the phones and they start taking selfies because now they're back in the virtual world again. And this, folks, is how they are going to control us. One of the things I want to talk today about is the mark of the beast that is coming to us. We've got a story from Paul Joseph Watson talking about the chip implants that are being used to as your keys, as your car keys, as your ability to move. And there's other reports from other places where they're using chips and various things, biometrics to unlock your devices that you are so attached to psychologically. You may be attached to them physically, or they may be attached or implanted into you, right? This is what we have to be concerned about, especially when we have this new deal put forward to us, and it's not a new deal, it's an old deal on DACA. The deal on DACA is this, as we see it developing. We're not going to do anything to the people that are here because that's not nice, right? We want to be compassionate, humanitarian. And we've heard this before, 31 years ago. Ronald Reagan bought into this. At the time, we only had 3 million illegal immigrants. Today, that number is 4 to 5 times higher, perhaps higher, depending on who you listen to. The problem is 4 to 5 times higher minimum today in terms of illegal aliens. So what are they going to do? They are going to offer amnesty, and that's what it means when you let people stay here. You can spend that any way you want to, but we know what this deal is. We've seen it before. The deal was clearly called amnesty when Reagan did it. And then we saw the same sort of thing under George Bush the first. We saw the same thing under Bill Clinton. They all talked about the fact that we need to be compassionate to the people who are already here violating the law, foreign citizens who are here criminally trespassing. We need to be compassionate to them. We would be the bad guys if we do that. And I would like to know if you're going to be able to go to Mexico and get a free education, if you're going to be able to go there and get welfare benefits. Of course you're not. And they don't do that for anybody else in Central and South American countries who come into Mexico. They don't allow people from other countries to come there and pay for their education. Mexico won't pay for the education of their own citizens, and neither will these other countries that send their citizens here. And they will treat you very harshly. Remember the story of the guy who was at a border checkpoint and, like, this has happened to me going through a toll road. You get funneled in, all of a sudden you see the sign. You didn't see some of the other signs. Happened to me in Orlando once with the family. And it's like, I want to turn around. I don't want to go through the toll. And there's no place to turn around. And you get up there and they tell you, sorry, you got to go through the toll. Well, that's what they did in Mexico. And he goes through. And so then they inspect him and he's got a gun in the trunk, which was legal where he was coming from. But they arrested him and they put him in prison for quite some time. He was a veteran. And of course, there was no help coming from Obama on that. But that's the way they treat people who violate their laws. And they don't provide a welfare magnet to draw people into their country. Now, I've talked many times about the Nolan chart, which is a much more accurate map of the political landscape than you will find on the simplistic two-dimensional line of left, right, and center. It is a two-dimensional map. You can see there the left, the right, the center, but you also see authoritarian policies. You see libertarians are all on the map. And you find yourself in this map. There you go. There's the map if you're looking at it. You basically have a couple of axes, one of them looking at economic freedom, another one looking at civil liberties. And so they ask you a series of questions, and then based on your score, you plot yourself on that axis. And the axis is tilted so that you get the left-right. They tilt the axis there 45 degrees, so it looks like a diamond. And so they ask a series of questions. They would do this as an outreach on university campuses to get people to see the bigger picture, to get them to see that, you know, maybe you really are more interested in freedom than you are being part of a political party of either side. And they called it Operation Politically Homeless. They would go to campuses and they would ask people a series of 10 questions. Well, I almost got a perfect score. I got 10 out of 10 on economic issues. On civil liberties, I only got 9 out of 10 because one of them was about open borders. And I understand where the libertarians were coming from, but I said 25 years ago, I said, you cannot have open borders and free movement of people across national boundaries if you have a welfare state. It just will not work. And I hadn't even read about Cloward and Piven at the time. We got people who are part of the think tank for the Democrat Party who said, hey, let's use a welfare state and open borders to take down the economy so they can then build our socialist utopia on top of that. So they know what they're doing. It's not a mistake. It's not stupid. They know precisely what they're doing. And if you have a welfare state, then you can't have open borders. I mean, the solution is to get rid of the magnet, isn't it? We need to get rid of the welfare state. We need to make sure that they're not going to be able to vote. That's why the Democrats want them here. The Republicans want them here because they want cheap labor. And the Democrats want voters. And the Catholic Church wants parishioners. They are losing people that are showing up to the Catholic Church. So they're going to bring people in from countries where the Catholic Church is stronger. So you got all these people that have vested interest in it. But where is the vested interest for just Americans? Do we have any interest in this? If we say, who stands for us? We're accused of being racists. Donald Trump stood for us. That's how he got to be popular. He said, I understand this problem, and I'm going to do something about it. Now he gets to Washington, and he sounds just like every president before him. As I said before, we had this amnesty and for the people who were here illegally, and then we're going to have secure borders. They got the amnesty. We never got the secure borders. So now the problem is 4 to 5 times bigger. And then we had the same thing repeated with Bush. They had the same thing repeated with Clinton. Then Bush, too, came in. And he didn't do anything about that, but instead he started a surveillance state on us. Obama then ramped it up big time, and we're going to take a look at what has happened. We've got a massive surge in border crossings. Why? Because they understand that we're getting soft on this immigration issue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
A new shipment of Biotrusilinium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life Biotrusilinium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium, but Biotrusilinium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTrue Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTrue Selenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Back to Real News. It's Friday, September 15th, 2017. We're following the details as they come out. Right now, the information coming from the Parsons Green terror incident in London is still sketchy. We have, at latest news, about 22 people have been seriously injured. Many of them were on fire as they were coming out. Their hair was on fire. A lot of people were injured, I'm sure, in the stampede of people trying to get off the train once they realized that it was a terror attack. Fortunately, the bomb did not fully explode. It was an improvised homemade device in a bucket that did not fully explode, or it would have been much worse. It's a very crowded subway. And when we look at this, this reminds us of two things. It reminds us of the importance of controlling our border, knowing who is coming into our country. Here in America, what we've seen more of than anything else is MS-13. We've even had the Trump Justice Department with Attorney General Sessions say they're going to focus specifically on MS-13, a very brutal drug cartel gang that began because we made a place for illegal immigrants who would not send them out of the country. It began in L.A. Now it's all over the country. I've mentioned before, the county that my wife grew up in has more than 400 MS-13 gang members. There have been serious, brutal atrocities, just like we've been seeing in Mexico, by these same types of drug gangs. Of course, MS-13 is from El Salvador. But these atrocities, for the most part right now, are committed by MS-13 gang members against other Hispanics in the schools. And so many Hispanics, even some of the ones who are here illegally, want to see the borders protected more. This is something that they have to understand. As we're looking at the law enforcement in New York, and they're saying, we've got to get serious about MS-13. These people are extremely brutal, and one of the reasons why is because they're so young. We see this in every sector of society. It doesn't matter if it's illegal immigrants or it's Hispanics or if it's European white guys in America or if it's black people. It's every ethnic group. The most violent ones are males between the ages of 15 and 30, which, by the way, corresponds to the age of the DACA people. They are not the best people, unlike what President Trump has been saying. That is a line that has been fed to us by the Democrats, and we're not buying it. And that's why we've got a lot of people who are saying, don't throw my children who were killed by violent people under the bus. We need to get rid of these people. We need to make this, we need to enforce this law and throw out the most violent among us. And always, like I said, with every culture, it's going to be the young people. These are not people coming here, little eight-year-olds with teddy bears. Let's get past the lies of Glenn Beck and the Democrats. That was absolute nonsense when he went down to the border and he's handing out teddy bears to people. They can't make a journey across the border by themselves. They can't make a journey across Central America and Mexico and across the American border and across the desert, these eight-year-olds. They're being brought here by family members, or by parents, or being brought, sent by people who are paying these gangs to bring them in. That is serious child abuse when parents leave their children or send their children without accompanying them. That is serious child abuse. Don't get upset with the American government. Get upset with the parents who would do that to their children. But we're not talking about children here with DACA. We're talking about people who are 15 to 30 plus years old. I think it's either 31 or 36 years old. And these correspond, if you go back and you look at the violent attacks, you will find, for the most part, it's going to be in that range. It is with every culture, every ethnic group. It's always those ages. And one of the things that they're saying in Long Island is we can't deport somebody because they're a gang member. We identify them and we start watching them. And then the ACLU and the Democrats and NPR get all upset because people are being watched, because they've got MS-13 literally written all over them. But we can't do anything about it. Well, we could do something about it if we really wanted to enforce immigration law, couldn't we? They're already breaking the law if they're here illegally. But no, we cannot deport them. We are forced to educate them at our expense. And that's the fundamental issue. But we're going to talk about the Big Brother, Mark of the Beast issues that are on the way as well. Do you want to have to ask the government every time you get a job? Do you want to have the approval of the central authority? That's what we're going to wind up with employer sanctions. Do you want to have some kind of a biometric identification or a chip that you carry or a chip that is implanted so that you can travel? That's what we're starting to look at. And when I hear Donald Trump say we're going to have extreme measures, maximum surveillance to make this work, that's not what I want as an American. I don't want to be treated like somebody inside a massive lockdown security prison. And that's what the legacy of 9/11 is. As we look at trading off our freedom for security, or as we trade off our freedoms for economic advantage, whatever your trade-off is, you cannot trade off your freedom. To the extent you give up your liberty, to that extent you become a slave. And that, after 9/11, is what Americans are willing to do for anything. The one thing they don't value anymore is freedom and liberty. And they will not get any of the comfort, safety, security, prosperity that they so crave if they give up their liberty. Now, I want to get back to the news here. I've got a couple of other news articles that I want to get to before we start talking about what's going on with DACA. And the products that you buy from us here are the things that support our operations. What allows us to add additional programs, and it is what has supported InfoWars for a long time. And we really do appreciate your support. And in recognition of that, we have put several items on sale. We have 50% off all of our toothpaste and mouthwash products, and these are great products. They do not have fluoride, the harmful fluoride that you have in most toothpastes. They actually advertise that they have fluoride in the other toothpastes. We understand, and hopefully you understand if you listen to us, that that is not a feature. It is a bug. So we've removed that harmful stuff, and we put good stuff in. Nanosilver and iodine we have put into the Super Blue toothpaste and mouthwash, and we have now put that on sale at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have InfoWars Select Storable Food, 50% off with promo code IRMA. We have Caveman True Paleo Formula that is available in either chocolate or strawberry, also 50% off. And Knockout, our all-natural sleep ingredient. As I've mentioned before, those of us here, and we call ourselves the O-Dark Early Crew, we have to get on a different time zone than we've been on to do this early morning show, get here and prepare, get everything set up. And even as I start to get in the weekend, I start to slip back into the central time zone, and I have to get back into the London time zone in order to do this show. So like many people who travel, I know the benefits of melatonin to reset your body clock, to get you on a different time schedule. But of course, Knockout doesn't just have melatonin. It's got other natural ingredients. It has things like L-tryptophan, valerian root, other natural sleep aids that you'll find in that. It's a very effective product. And again, it is 40% off this week only. Get an additional 10% off your entire order at checkout when you enter the code REALNEWS. Enter the code REALNEWS for 10% off your entire order. Whether you're getting these items that are on sale or not, that helps us to know if you're listening to this program, if we're going to continue this. And we are going to continue right after the break. We're going to talk about DACA. Stay with us.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this September 15th, 2017. Let's take a look at what President Trump said yesterday, because we had an announcement by the Democrats say, hey, we got a deal. We're going to have amnesty on DACA. And then Trump came back immediately. The press spokesperson, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, came back and said, no, that wasn't on the table whatsoever. And then President Trump came back with a series of four tweets to emphasize that they are building the wall, they're going to continue to build the wall, and they're going to make it that's not off the table whatsoever. But then he had some other things that came out as kind of mixed signals. So people asked him for clarification. He was in Florida on Thursday looking at the aftermath of the hurricane, how the federal government could help and so forth, and people talked to him on the tarmac and asked him for clarification. I want to play the clip for you about what President Trump said, and then we'll talk about the confusion that has resulted, that is still simmering around the statements that we get. Here's what President Trump said.
It doesn't have to be here, but they can't obstruct the wall, whether it's in a budget or something else, when we're ready.
Are you open to citizenship for dreamers over time?
No, we're not looking at citizenship. We're not looking at amnesty. We're looking at allowing people to stay here. We're working with everybody, Republican, We're working with Democrat. I just spoke with Paul Ryan. He's on board. Everybody's on board. They want to do something. We're not talking about amnesty. We're talking about taking care of people, people that were brought here, people that have done a good job and were not brought here of their own volition. But very importantly, what we want, we have to have a wall. If the wall is going to be obstructed when we need the funds at a little bit later date, we'll be determining how much we need, then we're not doing anything.
What do you say, Mr. President, to Steve King, who says that your promises can't be believed? And what do you say to Senator Charles Grassley, who said you undercut what he's doing in the Judiciary Committee by talking with Pelosi and Schumer last night about all that?
No, what we're doing is we're doing it in conjunction with the Republicans. We have a very, very good relationship with a lot of people. A lot of people want this to happen. They expect it to happen. And we'll see if it happens. But we'll only do it if we get extreme security, if we get not only surveillance, but everything that goes along with surveillance. And ultimately, we have to have the wall. If we don't have the wall, we're doing nothing.
Why did the Democrats say there was a deal at dinner?
There was no deal, and they didn't say they had a deal. In fact, they just put out a statement. They didn't say that at all.
Mr. President, if Republicans aren't able to get something in 6 months, will you continue the DACA program on your
own? Well, we'll talk about that, but I think a deal will be made before 6 months.
So no relief for DACA recipients unless you get the wall? Is that what you're saying?
At some point, they're going to have to. They cannot obstruct the wall. The wall, to me, is vital. If I don't get the wall, then we will become the obstruction.
What has to come first, wall?
We have to have an understanding that whether it's in the budget or some other vehicle, in a fairly short period of time, the wall will be funded. Otherwise, we're not doing any deals.
All right, so that was President Trump on the tarmac last night, answering questions, trying to clarify, but then it brought up more issues. He said, it's not amnesty. We're going to be taking care of people who are brought here not of their own volition. Did I bring them here? Am I responsible for their education? Did the American government bring them here? Or did we incentivize them being brought here or coming here? We did that. The American government did that. They did it unconstitutionally, illegally, under Obama. They incentivized them coming here, but we have been taking care of them. We've taken care of them for quite some time. And we've also seen, with people in this age group, the DACA age group, we have seen violent crimes there. But now, because we're waffling on this, I don't know what it means to say we're not going to have amnesty, but we're going to let them stay here. That they're good people. They're extremely good people. They're the best people. I am very concerned about that. And I'm very concerned about this deal. As I mentioned before, we've seen it before with all these different presidents. In the past, we've never gotten the border enforcement. That's why the problem is 4 to 5 times bigger. But we may get it this time. We may get it extreme. And we may get surveillance and all the stuff that comes with that. Let's play the part of that again where he said extreme security and surveillance and all that comes with it.
But we'll only do it if we get extreme security, if we get not only surveillance, but everything that goes along with surveillance. And ultimately, we have to have the wall. If we don't have the wall, we're doing nothing.
Why did the Democrats?
Okay. So he's still hanging to the wall. And again, if we are going to allow people to come here, the big draws for them are going to be amnesty and money and free education, all the free stuff that comes with that. If we're going to leave those magnets in place, I've got to tell you that the wall is going to be nothing but symbolism over substance, because that is such a big magnet that people will find a way to get into this country, wall or no wall. You have to remove the incentive. It's the same thing we've seen on the left when they think that they can stop the corruption in Washington by giving us rules and financial funding of campaigns by the federal government so that people aren't going out and begging for money. They don't really understand the problem. The problem is that there is so much money and power in D.C. that it pulls in all the criminals. And if we have a welfare state and we have amnesty for people who come here, that is going to be such a big magnet that we're going to pull people from all over the world here. They understand what's going on. They're not dumb. They're certainly not dumb. We're the ones who are dumb. Because we keep doing it. They call it the Dreamer Act because you, Americans, have to be asleep in order for this to happen. You have to wake up. They're watching what's going on. And you can see the number of border crossings rise and fail based on what the political rhetoric is. And so as we see Trump waffling, saying, well, I'm going to cut a deal with Schumer and Nancy Pelosi on this. We're going to come up with something. We're going to take care of these people who are already here. You're now seeing a big rise. And this has happened. If you look at this chart, that was done by CNS News. And you can see of the various years, a number of border crossings based on apprehensions. So that's just the people that they catch. But that's kind of indicative of the overall trend. It's not the absolute number of people that are coming in, obviously. But it shows us a trend in the number of people who are making the border crossing. And they say since April, we have seen a 22.5% increase from July and almost twice the 15,771 recorded in April. So since April, it's doubled. We've seen a 22.5% increase from July to August. Why is that? Because people were very concerned. We saw a big drop. If you look at that chart, we see a big drop. Pull that chart up again. The bottom line where you see it just going way down, that happened as President Trump took over. And there was a fear from people who were going to be coming into this country that they were going to be thrown out. They didn't want to be rounded up and taken out of the country. So the border crossings declined precipitously. That's that bottom line that takes a strip. That each of those lines represents a different year. So you look at 2017 and you see a dramatic decrease, and it stays down there. So as President Trump comes in, there's a huge decline in the number of border crossings. And then as nothing happens, it kind of levels off because people are looking at this and say, well, maybe this isn't going to, they're not going to do anything at all. And then now, as there is talk that we're not really going to get tough with the people who are already here because we don't like the optics. We don't like the optics. You know, I heard, Rush Limbaugh had said, you know, you don't want the optics. Remember Elian Gonzalez? Remember when they took this little boy and they sent him back to Cuba? Well, there's a couple of different things that were happening there. That was a political aspect of that. It really, but also that was a little boy. The dreamers are people that are at least 15 years old and older, up to 30 years. And we have to start enforcing the law. And that's what, though, President Trump is concerned about. He's concerned about the optics. He's concerned that everybody has been calling him mean-spirited. You know, he's Mr. Scrooge. He needs to have a backbone and a spine, and he needs to do what he told us he was going to do. And people are getting very upset about this. We got an editorial from Pat Buchanan. He said, this is a read my lips moment. And he said, having cut a deal with Democrats for help with the debt ceiling, will Trump seek a deal with Democrats on amnesty for the Dreamers in return for funding the border security? And he said, I raised that question a week ago, and now it's starting to look like yes. He denies it's amnesty. He says the wall will come later, but they will get amnesty. And we may get the iron fist of a big brother surveillance state. Extreme measures. That's what we do not want to have. If you want to join us and comment on this or comment on the terror attack, call us at 888-201-2244.
It was Thomas Jefferson who once said that our country is now taking so steady a course as to show by what road it will pass to destruction, to wit, by consolidation of power first and then corruption its necessary consequence. Jefferson was warning us about the global elite, the 1% of the 1%, consolidating the world's wealth and subverting the people's voice in government. Unfortunately, we didn't heed his advice. We now live in a neo-feudalistic society in which we're treated as indentured servants who only exist to serve the needs of the establishment. Political office no longer represents the voice of the people, but rather the initiation process politicians go through to gain acceptance into the aristocracy. Simply put, we the people are responsible for civilization and culture, yet we're suppressed by a tiny elite who have organized into criminal gangs that operate governments around the world. We falsely believe that everything is simply black and white, one extreme against the other, conservative versus liberal, but things will change once more of us realize this truth. As Thomas Jefferson also said, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of the body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. This is Kit Daniels with InfoWars.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're going to get back to your phone calls as well as an analysis of DACA. I want to take a look at what is happening with implanted microchips. There's also, that's an article from Paul Joseph Watson. Another one out of Sweden. 3,000 Swedish commuters are now using microchips so that they can travel. And of course we have automatic license plate readers. We have reports of a new deal, a new app that a company has proposed that would allow you to be a snitch for money. That would allow you to take pictures of other people who are texting in their car and send that in. Those people get a ticket. You get a cut. You see the irony here? Do you see the danger here? They're going to tell you that texting is bad. What is this person doing who is chasing you down the road so they can snitch on you for cash? But, of course, that's not going to happen. We've already got insurance companies who are going to be part of that game. And they're going to make big bucks, not the little penny-ante stuff that they're going to kick back to the people. They're going to kick back. They hope that if they turn this over, they're going to partner with a red light camera company to turn this stuff over. And they think that they're going to take most of it. They'll kick a little bit of it back to the snitch following people down the road. But the insurance companies are going to do the same thing. They're going to have vehicle to infrastructure. Your cars are going to be talking. There isn't going to be any necessary for somebody to have a take pictures of you, following you around with a camera to report on you to the government. That's the mentality after 9/11, though. William Binney came on the other day and he said, we have become East German Stasi. Remember, in East Germany, over half of the people in that country were informants for the government after they went back and looked at it. And they would take the most minor things and turn them into very sinister motivations. They would say, I saw this other person over there doing such and such or talking to a particular person. I think he's a criminal, an enemy of the state. And they were informing left and right on each other. And now that same mentality has come to America. We got a company that's planning on making a lot of money off of it. But they're going to have their business model undercut by the insurance companies. They're going to have a direct line. Your car is going to be the snitch. It's not going to be the guy in the car next to you. There's not going to be any human drivers. They're going to be snitching on you through the vehicle to infrastructure. They're going to tell us that we got to have these chips that are going to, where the cars are going to talk to each other so they can see something coming up ahead. They're going to mandate those chips. That's already as part of the Department of Transportation regulations coming in there. But those chips won't just be talking to the cars to know if there's an obstacle in the road ahead that they need to start slowing down on. They're going to also be talking to the infrastructure. And then the insurance company is going to take those infractions and they're going to use them to raise the rates and they're going to drive you out of the car. I have people all the time saying, I'm not taking my hands off the steering wheel. I'm not turning this over to the government. They are going to do two things. They're going to outright ban you if they don't make it so expensive that you can't drive cars. That's going to be the first approach that they take. And then they'll just come along for the few people that are holdouts. They will just come out with an outright ban to get you off of the highway. But this article really does show the mentality that has come into our country after 9/11. We have turned into a nation of snitches. We have turned into East Germany, and our government is the Stasi. William Binney said he spent decades observing the Stasi, observing the Soviet Union. He knows what an authoritarian country looks like. And he says, we are the Stasi. It isn't we're going to become the Stasi. We are the Stasi. We have the mindset. They're putting the technology in place, and it is going to be a much deeper oppression than we have ever seen before in any country. It's going to be far worse than it was in East Germany, and the people are begging for it. They want the government to surveil their neighbors. They don't think it's going to cost them anything, and that's the really scary thing. Now, before we get back to the news, before we get to your calls, we've got several people who have called in who want to talk about these issues that have come up today, the terror attack, DACA. And again, if you want to join us, the number is 888-201-2244. I want to remind you about the products that we have on sale. This is what funds our operation. This is what allows us to add new shows. And again, this week you can get 10% off your entire order, whether you get sale products or not, on checkout if you enter the code Real News. That lets us know if you value this program, if we want to continue this program, and if you want to see us expand these programs even further. We have other sales in addition to that, 50% off select storable food with the promo code IRMA or the promo code READY. They laughed at us for being preppers, didn't they? But who is laughing now? You want to make sure that you prepare for all kinds of emergencies. It's not a bad thing to prepare. It's a bad thing to be unprepared. And so you can get select storable food packaged in the USA, all made in the USA. As a matter of fact, the food and the packaging, it is has a shelf life of 25 years. And after you open it up, you can still reseal it again for a short period of time, just like you'd after you've broken that initial seal. Non-GMO and made in the U.S. So it's right now 50% off with the promo code IRMA or the promo code READY. Also, we have 50% off all of our dental products, the toothpaste and the mouthwash. This does not have fluoride, but it does have things like iodine and silver in it to fight gum disease that's caused by bacteria. And, of course, the gum disease then can cause you not only to lose your teeth, but to lose your life. It can increase your chance of heart disease. We also have Caveman True Paleo formula available in chocolate or strawberry, 50% off. All Emmerich's Essential Packs are 50% off. The ProPure King Gravity Feed Water Filter is 30% off. Make sure that you, again, you not only prepare for emergencies, but you prepare for what is not seen. People didn't know that there was lead going into the water in Flint, Michigan until they saw the effects in their children. So be proactive. Even if you test your water, the very next day, there could be some kind of a contaminant released in it. If you're on a well water or if you're on city water, same issue. You don't know what's going to be added to the water the next day. So be proactive. Make sure you have a filter. It's going to take out 99.99% of organic, inorganic, bacteriological things that are going to be in your water. Make sure you're proactive and prepared to protect your health, to protect your family. Don't wait until something that's unknown shows up in the water and shows up in your children, damaging them permanently. So you can get that gravity feed water filter that doesn't need electricity to run. The largest one, the ProPure King water filter, 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, you can get 10% off your entire order at checkout if you enter the code REALNEWS. I want to mention just real quickly before we go to our callers, and I've got Debbie in New Jersey be the first one up. Some of the things that concern people and some of the things that are causing an increase in border crossings as People in other countries are watching our news even more closely than you are. Believe me, if they're thinking about coming to America, they're looking at the political environment and what people are saying, and they're reading stuff into what is being said. And so are Trump supporters. We have Leon Podesta, the famous Clinton campaign chairman, one of the big creatures of the swamp, along with Chuckie Schumer, pushing this, and Podesta and Schumer are both saying more border security for permanent DACA. That's good. Trump should push forward with this. This is the same song and dance we have seen so many times. And there's an article in Breitbart that I thought was really good. Lying lies about DACA that Trump is buying into. And here's number one, that all DACA recipients are innocent young people, that they're the very best. You know, there's nobody bad in that group. And that's what we saw in the tweet. I know you want to be friendly. I know you want people to like you, but that simply isn't true. That is what the establishment, the globalist establishment that wants open borders, the media that supports them, that's what they've been telling everybody. And we've heard that now parroted from President Trump. Number two, signing the DREAM Act will make Trump more popular and expand his coalition because, you know, they're saying he's Mr. Scrooge. That isn't going to happen. That is not going to happen. The Trump base will forget about an amnesty. That's not going to happen either. Legalizing DACA is not amnesty. See, if you leave them here, explain to us how that isn't amnesty. And if you're going to offer amnesty and welfare benefits, you're going to bring more people in, wall or no wall. Number five, DACA recipients are not taking U.S. jobs away from Americans. That is another lie that appears to be being bought into by President Trump. Number six, DACA recipients are highly educated. They say one-third of the people in the study sample older than 25 hold four-year college bachelor degrees or better. In contrast, the August 2013 report by the Pro-Amnesty Migration Policy Institute showed that only 7.5% of the DACA-qualified illegals who are 18 years or older had four-year college degrees or better. Understand that what is driving this is the education thing. We have to pay for this with big property taxes, and it is universities themselves that are begging for this, just like other institutions like the Democrats who've lost their voter base or the Catholic Church that's lost their parishioner base. All these groups are pushing very hard for this. The university says it's going to devastate us if you don't allow these people to come in. Number seven, DACA recipients are not looking to take advantage of the immigration system. Number eight, amnesty for DACA recipients will have no impact on illegal and legal immigration. We've seen that just the talk about relaxing this has caused a massive increase in the people coming across the border. It's expectations. And of course, as we look at the importance of tax reform, it's the expectations that that's going to happen that's given us
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X, to Super Male Vitality and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. I have to mention, as part of the news, a couple of items that we have not talked about yet. I'm just going to talk about the headlines and we'll go to our callers here. North Korea proves that it can hit Guam. It has sent another missile over Tokyo. This missile traveled 2,300 miles, which is 200 miles further than is needed to hit U.S. territory. And we're talking about U.S. territory. We're talking about the Pacific territory of Guam, one of the largest military installations the United States has anywhere in the world. He has threatened to shoot something towards Guam. I had said, and it has now been proven true, that Kim Jong-un was not going to do any more missile tests. He was talking, I'm going to shoot him this, I'm going to do this, and it was running up to that, and we had had the test of the, what people believe is a hydrogen bomb, the underground test over that weekend. But then we had the hurricane hit. And I said, you're going to see that North Korea isn't going to do anything until after all the news cycle has used up the hurricane. Once that's all been used up in the news cycle and it's all died down and people are talking about something other than that, after the hurricane hysteria has passed, you will see Kim Jong-un shoot another missile. Because this is about him being a player on the world stage. It's about that far more than it is about threatening war to the United States. He wants to look like a big guy. He wants a lot of attention. And that's why he waited until all the talk about the hurricane died down. He's watching our news just like the people who want to cross the border illegally are watching our news. And he is reacting to what we are doing and making sure that he is going to be front and center on the news. And that's one of the reasons why I believe we should not start a war with him. One of many reasons we should not start a war with him. Another thing, we had a Killeen sailor who was killed in the crash of the USS McCain, was laid to rest in Texas, Killeen, Texas. He is one of the 10 sailors killed when a destroyer collided with an oil tanker off Singapore last month on August the 21st. This was 20-year-old Petty Officer Second Class John Henry Hoagland III. He died on board the USS John S. McCain. 9 others perished with him when the naval destroyer struck an oil tanker near Singapore. And I'll say this is another I told you so, that we have the U.S. Navy investigating if the destroyer crash was caused by a cyber attack. This is something that there's been too many collisions, a couple of them with tankers, and people said, how can this happen? It can't simply be that they had equipment that failed, can it? Because we have physical spotters on the bow, on the stern, in the bridge. We have multiple humans as backup to this. But at the same time, we've had a couple of these big fatal attacks that were caused by these two destroyers, the Fitzgerald and the McCain. Not caused by them, but they were involved in a collision with very large shipping vessels. And we talked about the fact that there's actually been 4 collisions. There were 2 others that were Ticonderoga-class ships. They're guided missile cruisers, and they were also involved in collisions. That one of them was with a fishing boat that didn't have any GPS or any radio stuff, so it wasn't any kind of a terrorist attack or a hack with that. So we said, what's going on with that? And another one hit and collided with, I think it was an island, or it was there was no ship, other ship involved. They just collided with something. So when we look at these, we have destroyers that are Arleigh Burke-class destroyers. We have Ticonderoga guided missile cruisers. All of them have the same type of combat system, the Aegis combat system, and they have SPY-1 radar systems. And so when we look at the commonality of how they are being navigated, we look at the fact that we had 10 shipping vessels that were spoofed. Their GPS was spoofed so that it looked like they were hundreds of miles inland at an airport. I said, this is something that needs to be considered. There could be something that is being done by Russia, by China, by North Korea to hack their systems. And even though they have people on board, maybe they're not reacting quickly enough. And now we have the U.S. Navy looking at this. Stay Stay with us. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I want to go to phone calls right now. We have several people that have called in and are waiting to comment on today's news. Let's go first to Debbie in New Jersey. Debbie, go ahead. You're online.
Hi, David.
Hi.
Hi, David. Kim Jong-un needs a good, he needs a good spanking, that little weeble.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I know. The problem is that, you know, we talked to Michael Malice and he said, he's very happy with all the attention that he's getting. That's why I said he's going to wait until after all the hurricane news dies down so he can get the news cycle. What he's feeding on is being considered to be a big player on the world's stage. And there's many different issues with this, but I don't really know how we give him a spanking. I don't know how we get rid of that guy, but, go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to put out there that if you look at your checks from the bank, look at the signature line real closely with a jeweler's loop or a really good magnifying glass, and you'll see that it says authorized representative, okay? Because we need to take ourselves back from the debtor to the secure party creditor. Now, if you also look at your checks, the dollar sign, when you fill that in, goes to the corporation you're paying. Yet the written line goes to the banks. So they're double dipping based on your authorized representative signature because you are a private banker and they don't tell you that. And if we take ourselves back from the debtor to the secure party creditor, they won't have all that money to play with now, will they?
I agree. I mean, it's a major issue just to get the American public to understand the Federal Reserve is a private corporation. If we could do that, that would be a revolutionary act if we could educate people to just get that far, to say the Federal Reserve is a private corporation. They can manipulate the money supply. They're setting us up to be debtors, to be slaves to them. It's something we've seen the International Monetary Fund under Robert McNamara after he left the administration that he was with the Johnson administration. He went to the IMF. And people accuse them because they were loaning all this money to all these developing countries. They said, you're turning them into debt slaves because they're using the money for welfare. They're not even building infrastructure. It's not like we had after World War II where we loaned money to European countries to rebuild their infrastructure after it was devastated during the war. They said, you're just seeking debt slaves. And we understand that's the case, but we can't get the American people to understand that. That's the problem. And we can't get them to understand because we've been fed the lies of macroeconomics from Keynesian economics. We've been fed the lie that this is money that we owe to ourselves. It isn't. It's money that we owe to these private bankers. It's money that we owe to these foreign countries like Saudi Arabia and China. They're the ones who ultimately get our debt for the most part. And yet I've had a guy who was, I've mentioned this before. He was a friend of a friend of mine. He was a brother of a friend of mine, and he was at a bank. He was had the title of vice president because he was a branch manager. But he would tell me, there's nothing about the Federal Reserve. All they do is they just clear the checks. I said, you got to be kidding. You don't understand. They set the interest rates. They set the money supply. You don't understand how that affects our economy. And these guys are private individuals. They know. You talk about the ultimate in insider trading. If we can't get people to understand that, they're not going to understand anything about the details of who they're paying on checks. We got to get them to get that fundamental understanding first, don't you think?
Yes, David, they lie about everything. Everybody pretends they don't know what you're talking about, including the judges. When you tell a judge he's not in a land court, okay, that he's in an admiralty court. Everything is, oh, really? Explain that to me. And by the way, we've also been bankrupt for over 200 years. That's another thing they don't tell the public.
That's right. Yeah, we're $20 trillion in debt, but look at all the money that Apple's got in the bank. It's really in charge here. Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Debbie. I appreciate that. We've also got a couple people want to talk about DACA. Let's get to Ben in Maryland. Go ahead, Ben. Are you still there? Ben. Hey.
Hey, how's it going? Is it, what is that, a question?
No. Yeah, how's it going? We're doing fine. What's on your mind?
Sorry, what is it?
Did you want to talk about DACA?
Yeah, DACA. Like, I'm just trying to think of the best way of, what is it?
Well, just throw it out there, Ben. Just tell us what's on your mind. Okay, all right. I think he doesn't, I don't know, he can't really formulate his questions there. Let's go to Uncle Sam in Louisiana. Hi, Uncle Sam. I know who this guy is. How you doing? You wanted to talk about DACA. I think you're going to say something.
Yes, good day, David. Always a pleasure talking to you. And I want to tell you, I'm very happy to see InfoWars kind of copying some of the things I've been doing over the past 5 years with Owen out on the street confronting the snowflakes directly, and seeing even the you know, the great Alex Jones out there on the street. I thought that was kind of nice.
And of course, and you've been doing that for years there in the French Quarter, Louisiana. You've got a booth set up. You dress as Uncle Sam and you engage people in conversation, and then you put the videos up on YouTube. So if anybody hasn't seen that, it's always great, the content that you've got there. But go ahead. What do you want to say about DACA?
Yeah, I don't know how much longer I can do it, though. I'm actually starting to get physically attacked out there, coordinated physical attacks on my booth.
Wow.
So, so it's getting kind of hairy out there on the street. The maniacs are getting more maniac.
We've got actually a story here. We're going to play a little clip of it. We had a guy that was on Tucker Carlson last night saying, of course I'm entitled to get violent with people, because there's this thing that happened across the country, and because of that I can attack somebody that I think has the same beliefs or looks the same way that doesn't have anything to do with that event. So I'm justified in getting violent with people. And that's what we're starting to see, that kind of mindset that's setting in. That's the Civil War mindset that George Soros has been pushing on people.
And that's what I'm getting out there in the street. I don't think there's anybody in the country or the world that has a pulse on what the general public is thinking than I do, because I'm out there all the time interviewing them. And one of the questions that I have, and I'm getting a lot from other people, and it's one of the things one of your guests brought up yesterday, the man that's in charge of vets for children, child rescue, is
Craig Sawyer.
Brought it up. It's what I Sawyer, Mr. Sawyer, and I it's what I've been asking here on the street is, why aren't we using the criminality that is blatant? Why aren't we starting to indict some of these people and put them on the defensive instead of making deals with them? Because the very people we're what seem to be capitulating to, they should be begging us. I mean, if we started some indictments, they'd be crawling to us instead of the other way around.
Like John Podesta. He's out there saying, hey, this is great. We're going to do a deal now with President Trump on amnesty. He needs to move forward with this. And we'll, at some point down the road, we're going to get serious about patrolling our border even, maybe. But we've seen that before.
Yeah, I'm beside myself, and so are other people. I can't understand. We can't understand why we're not going on a defensive here. I mean, it's not like these crimes aren't blatant. I mean, if they can convene a grand jury for a nothing burger like the Russian deal and continue this on and to disrupt the Trump administration, why can't we turn the tables on them doing the same exact thing when we have more there?
Well, you know, there's an article that just came out on the New American today talking about how former FBI Director Robert Mueller obstructed a congressional investigation into the Saudi involvement in 9/11. And I'm not gonna say that the Saudis made these buildings collapse in their own footprint, but they were certainly part of it. They were involved in it. The Saudis have been a part of the, they've been tied at the hip with the CIA ever since we joined, well, even before we had the petrodollars. One of the reasons why we created the petrodollar with the Saudis, because we had a close relationship with them between the American government and the Saudi government preceding the petrodollar agreement that we had in the 70s in the Nixon administration. We had already been involved heavily with them for decades, but you can't really tell the difference between Saudi intelligence and the CIA. They are one and the same, two heads of the same snake. But we had former FBI Director Mueller, who is now running this witch hunt about Russia, the red herring, blocking an investigation into Saudi Arabia. And this is coming out as part of the lawsuit to find out what Saudi Arabia's involvement was so we can get some compensation for some of the families. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Thank you, Uncle Sam.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government. Independence isn't a day. It's a mindset, an attitude that says, I will not be your dependent. I will not be your slave. Dependence and slavery is a chain that is forged link by link with gradual infringements. When you trade your liberty for safety, to that extent, you become their slave. Slaves are never safe. You won't get rich by being a slave. Guard your liberty. Regard with suspicion anyone who tries to take it. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
About Big Brother, the unholy alliance between government and corporations, because it is coming at us in a fascist kind of way. It's going to be private corporations in alliance with government. That's what we mean by fascism. And that's exactly how this is developing. We're looking at the contracts. A lot of news this week about big contracts. We had one just a couple of days ago about the first part of a contract for the NSA to offload its IT services to somebody else. And we've already had the CIA using Amazon Web Services. Now they're announcing that they're going to host the Defense Department's most sensitive data. So we say the Defense Department, the CIA, the NSA, they're all offloading their stuff to Amazon and other private companies because this is a fascist takeover of your freedoms of our country. Talking about the military-industrial complex, again, that quote from Frank Zappa, government is the entertainment division of the military-industrial complex. They're just the front guys. They're just the hand puppets. The guys that are controlling all of this are the military-industrial complex and the corporations that are making money from this. And they're going to bring us Silicon Valley's idea of a utopia from a Silicon Valley perspective, but it is going to be hell on earth for the rest of us. It is going to be the mark of the beast. Before we get to the news and before we talk about that, just real quickly, I'll remind you of the sales we have at InfoWars that support our operation. We have 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food, and you can get that with either the promo code IRMA or the promo code READY. Also, we have 50% off our Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and mouthwash, and you can get the toothpaste in two different flavors. We have a very fresh-tasting peppermint taste, and we also have a bubblegum taste that's pretty mild for the kids. But all of them have silver and iodine to fight bacteria, to fight gum disease, which also can lead to heart disease if you let that get a hold in your mouth. And so we put in silver and iodine. We take out the harmful fluoride that so many people are so proud of in their toothpaste. So we understand that you don't want that. It's not effective. You want something that is going to kill the bacteria in your mouth. And so we have that and both flavors of toothpaste and the mouthwash. Those are both 50% off. Also, Caveman True Paleo Formula, 50% off. We have Z-Shield that helps your body to fight toxic chemicals and toxins that are on your food, in your environment, and you can filter out that stuff out of your water with a ProPure King water filter, the big one. It's gravity-fed, gets out 99.99% of contaminants, whether they are organic or inorganic or bacteriological. It can take those out. It's something that you should always have to be proactive to protect your health, to protect your family's health. You never know. Even if you get a test today, you don't know if tomorrow you're going to find something in the water like people found out in Flint, Michigan. But, of course, they didn't find it out until they saw the effects in their children. So don't let that happen to you. Be proactive. Defend yourself. Defend your health. And that's 30% off now at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off your entire order, regardless of what you get. And that includes the sale items or things that are not on sale. If you put in the code word Real News, lets us know that you are interested in this program, that you're following this program. You can get 10% off your entire order at Real News. Let's talk about the story that Paul Joseph Watson put out. Of course, he got a link on the Drudge Report, the implanted microchip to replace credit cards, car keys, and so forth. And this is already happening. This is not a projection. We know you don't have to be a genius to know where this is all going. You just have to pay attention to the news.
and you will see the trends. But now it is openly manifesting itself. We have a microchip that's embedded under the skin that will replace credit cards and keys, according to Stephen Ray, who's already overseen a program for Sweden's largest state-owned train operator. It allows customers to scan their implanted chips instead of having to use tickets, because that's just so inconvenient. Let's let the government track us. It'd be so trendy. I had a guy who was running for the Transhumanist Party that was advocating that. He just couldn't wait to get chipped. He said he was running for president. Guy was an absolute lunatic. He didn't understand where this was headed. But about 3,000 people in Sweden don't understand either. They've already had a chip embedded in their hand in order to access secure areas of buildings or to get onto trains. And, of course, this is what we've been talking about for a long time. And I mentioned this story earlier. Company that wants to pay your fellow drivers on the road to snitch for you. This is the mentality. But it's not the way it's going to be implemented. But I want you to see what's going on here. This is a Road and Track article by Jack Baruth. He said, you know, a lot of people thought I was crazy. And a lot of you said I was crazy. He said, but it turns out that just 3 weeks ago when I started talking about this, the fact that they would be issuing tickets based on electronic testimony of fellow drivers, he said, you said I would be stupid. But he goes, here, 10 days after I wrote that column, I got an email telling me about a startup company that proposes to do exactly that. They call themselves Text2Ticket. According to their prospectus, they have a smartphone app that will let you report or snitch on distracted driving to the proper authorities, who will then issue a ticket to the so-called distracted driver. Both you and the Text2Ticket crew will get a cut for being snitches. And the Text2Ticket people say, we plan to work very closely with law enforcement officers and county traffic courts to provide information needed to efficiently issue and enforce tickets. And they points out, well, the irony of this is that you're going to be engaging in distracted driving as well to record this video of the person who's using their phone while they're driving. They want everybody to prove just how untrustworthy human drivers are. And yet, one of the key things that happens with all this, we see the new Model 3 Tesla that is coming out. It has absolutely no instruments or controls except for a giant iPad that is attached to the center of the dashboard and down. So you have to take your eyes off the road, look to the center and down, and then you have to operate this thing with your little expanding, doing zoom ins with your finger like you do on an iPad or whatever. You have to zoom in, you have to touch the button and all these sorts of things as you're going along, to even adjust the air conditioning vents, to adjust the intensity or the direction of your air conditioning vents. You got to do that, okay? Because they don't want you to touch anything. Everything has to be interacted through the computer. Is that distracted driving? How do we justify giving people tickets for distracted driving when we allow that kind of idiotic user interface? I mean, you got some car companies. I know, I was reading a review of a Mazda car system where they have the touchpad, and they said, this is crazy. Once I'm driving, it doesn't let me operate as a touchscreen. It's like, no, idiot, because that's distracted driving. So once you're driving, they turn it off. That's what you would do if you're actually thinking about making people better drivers or not trying to make them worse drivers. But, of course, Tesla wants to prove that you're not trustworthy drivers. So they can then say, see, we got to take this over for you. But it's not just that. It's the fact that we have this snitch mentality where you're going to turn in other people. And guess what you're going to get? They say, well, you know, a typical ticket for texting and driving is about $100. The way this is going to split out is that company is going to take about $30 to $50 of it, whatever deal they work out with the different police stations. You're going to get $5 for turning that in to somebody. But that isn't the way this is going to work out. It's going to work out with the vehicle to infrastructure, the black boxes that they're going to mandate into your cars. The insurance company is going to monitor you. They're not going to need any human snitches. And they're going to use these fines and hiking up your insurance rates to ban you from driving so they can take control, so they can rob you of freedom and of money.
A staunch anti-federalist, Patrick Henry was opposed to the Constitution, fearing it would become a monster that would take over not only the sovereign states that had created it, but that it would become a tool to destroy individual liberty. His warnings, ignored, have now come to pass. He said, you're not to inquire how your trade may be increased, nor how you are to become a great and powerful people, but how your liberties can be secured. For liberty ought to be the direct end of your government. Patrick Henry warned us, the liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be secure, when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them. Today, everything the government does at every level is concealed from us. We have trade deals to manage our economy that not even our elected representatives are allowed to see. Later in life, Patrick Henry looked back and said, when the American spirit was in its youth, the language of America was different. Liberty, sir, was the primary object. Today, our primary concern is safety and comfort, when we should be demanding liberty. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Friday, September 15th, 2017. Joining us now is Michael Snyder. He is the creator of EconomicCollapseBlog.com, and we're going to talk to him about some very important issues. The fact that Venezuela has now officially abandoned the petrodollar. There's been a lot of talk about this with BRICS at their summit meeting. And of course, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They've been talking about getting rid of the petrodollar, setting up their own currency, setting up some of their own cyber currencies as well. But that is, he's going to explain the importance to you about the petrodollar. And of course, that's been a foundation of our economy since Nixon and Kissinger created it and abandoned the gold standard that we were on with Bretton Woods 2. But Michael Snyder is creator of the Economic Collapse blog. We're also going to talk about universal basic income. You can find him at theeconomiccollapseblog.com. We also have a lot of his articles at InfoWars. We carry his articles frequently. He is also running for Congress, Michael Snyder for Congress.com. But let's talk about this petrodollar. Welcome, Michael. Good to have you.
Good morning. It's great to be with you again.
Let's talk about what's going on. This is an article that just came out today about Venezuela. This is something that has just happened. It's breaking news. They've abandoned the petrodollar. And the question is that you ask at the top of the article, the headline news, is does this make war with Venezuela more likely? Well, it's a big issue. You know from the emails that were released about Hillary Clinton that when Muammar Gaddafi, who basically everybody had forgot, he was a terrorist. He was involved in bombings. We shot missiles at him. He kind of hunkered down and, hate to use that word. We've heard it so much with hurricanes lately, but anyway, he did. And he started behaving himself. He didn't bother anybody until he decided that he was going to set up a gold-backed currency that was going to be in competition to Western fiat currencies. And at that point, and he was going to set up a currency then and kind of give an economic independence to African nations there. At that point, he became a very dangerous person to them. So when we see Venezuela saying they're going to get off the petrodollar, the question that you ask is very pertinent. Does this make war with Venezuela more likely? But let's talk about first the petrodollar. Explain to people the significance of the petrodollar.
Yeah, if you go all the way back to the 1970s, the United States got together with Saudi Arabia and then the rest of the OPEC nations, and then an agreement was made that oil would be bought and sold in U.S. dollars. And since that time, all over the world, oil, which is, we all need it all over the world to, you know, for transportation and for other things, has been bought and sold in U.S. dollars. And pretty much most global trade, even today, is conducted in U.S. dollars. For example, in South Korea, if they want to sell automobiles to Argentina, it's done in U.S. dollars. And so that fact gives us a tremendous advantage, which we'll talk about in a moment. So ever since that time, this has been one of the foundations of the global financial system, one of the foundations for the projection of U.S. power throughout the world. And so the fact that Venezuela, one of the largest oil-producing nations on the planet, has now officially abandoned the petrodollar. They're not just threatening to do it. They're not just talking about it. They've done it, which is a huge move. And it was reported in the Wall Street Journal, but this should have been front page news all over the country. This is absolutely huge. But unfortunately, our population has been so dumbed down. Most people don't understand what the petrodollar is at this point. But people need to understand far more U.S. dollars are actually used outside of the country than inside of the country. And this gives us some huge advantage. Number one, because everyone around the world needs U.S. dollars, that creates a tremendous artificial demand for dollars, driving up the value of the dollar. So, for example, if the rest of the world decided to abandon the dollar, and this is the danger because now that Venezuela has abandoned the dollar, other nations might follow suit. If that happened, David, that would be the fastest pace to hyperinflation that we could possibly see. Because what would happen? All of a sudden, the rest of the world would not need all these dollars. They would start coming flooding back into the country. And we would see inflation like we never saw before. I mean, you'd go to Walmart and a half gallon of milk would cost $20. I mean, that's the kind of thing we're talking about. But as it is today, because the rest of the world needs our currency, uses our currency, this creates artificial demand for our currency, we can go to the Walmart or dollar store, fill up our carts with lots and lots of goods, and buy things very, very cheaply and have a higher standard of living because of the petrodollar.
And we see the tight integration between the Saudi intelligence agencies, not only with 9/11, but with all these other issues, the tight integration that we have with the Saudis, because it is that petrodollar that is at the fundamental basis that disconnects us from the reality that we are rapidly expanding our debt, that we are now in $20 trillion in and growing very rapidly, almost growing at about $1 trillion a year. And we have talk now from President Trump, well, let's just forget about the debt ceiling. We don't even want to have any of that pressure on us. Let's just, sky's the limit. We're just going to keep spending. And as you pointed out, if the petrodollar goes away, then the realities of this fiat currency, the realities of this $20 trillion debt come crushing down on us. That's why Rand Paul said, quoting a general, said the most important thing we can do for national security is to control this debt, this deficit. And so Rand Paul said, we don't need to raise a debt ceiling so that we can give people hurricane aid. Instead, let's take that $8 billion out of foreign aid that we're giving to other countries so that we can take care of our own first instead of continually every time we have something come up, it's like, well, just raise the debt. It doesn't matter. It's just funny money anyway. And as we're told by the Keynesian economists, it's money that we owe to ourselves. No, it isn't. And this reality is going to come crashing to the earth if the petrodollar goes away. You're exactly right.
Yeah, David, and people need to understand because this ties right in with the petrodollar. Because what happens is, okay, all this money goes to oil producing, all these dollars end up with oil producing nations, major exporting nations. You know, they sell their exports, they sell their oil, they end up with tremendous piles of dollars. And so, yeah, they have some that they keep for uses, but they want to invest most of those petrodollars and they want to invest them in things that they could liquidate easily if they end up needing those dollars. So they put a lot of them into our stock market. Actually, this is one of the things pumping up our stock market is these all these petrodollars, but also they invest enormous amounts of these dollars into U.S. treasuries. In other words, yes, buying our debt. And this drives down interest rates, allows us to borrow money, trillions of dollars, at ultra, ultra low interest rates, which has enabled us to get to $20 trillion in debt. Because if interest rates had not been this low, we would have never even got this far. In fact, if all of a sudden the petrodollar went away, interest rates start going up dramatically, and we even just return to the long-term average of more than 5% on U.S. government debt, we'd be paying more than $1 trillion on our national debt in interest every year, and the game would be over. So this petrodollar enables us to continue the game. But instead, you know, we've really been pressing our luck with this national debt, $20 trillion. You know, it was $10.6 trillion when Obama took office, added more than $9 trillion during the Obama years, more than $1 trillion a year to the national debt. Last fiscal year, $1.4 trillion was added to the debt. Now we continue to add even more, pressing our luck. But, you know, we should have never even got this far, but we should come to our senses and say, we've got to stop doing this. We're destroying the future. As Thomas Jefferson said, is a way for one generation to literally steal money from the next generation. We're destroying the positive future our children, our grandchildren were supposed to have. We're going to end up working for China. You know, we've got to, this is absolute insanity what we're doing to ourselves. We've got to stop. And yet, of course, the Democrats have no intention of stopping, but the Republicans were supposed to get this under control. The Tea Party Revolution in 2010, when they took office, you know, they took control of the House of Representatives. We were $14 trillion in debt. They could have blocked any more deficit spending since that time, but they failed. Instead, they've gone along with the program. Now we're more than $20 trillion in debt. The debt ceiling was just lifted on a single day. The debt went up by more than $300 billion, and it continues.
Because they were lying to us about it. They were not telling us. They continued to spend the money and say, well, we don't have the money to spend because we got this debt ceiling and we exceed it. But they continued to spend the money. So the day after they authorized it, then they put it on the books. Then they admit what they'd actually done. But they were lying to us the entire time. You mentioned the Tea Party. And, of course, that's one of the reasons why we had the IRS, the enforcement arm of the Federal Reserve. They came in as evil twins back in 1913. That's why they wouldn't give status to the Tea Party. But then, of course, everybody was told you gotta hate the Tea Party because they're racist. No, they hated the Tea Party because they're tied in with the Federal Reserve. Stay with us. We're going to be opposing the Federal Reserve is what they're doing. We're going to be talking to Michael Snyder when we come back. Stay with us.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Michael Snyder. Very ominous things on the horizon. He's written a couple of articles this week. We're talking about the one that just came out today. Earlier in the week, he was talking about the debt nightmare. Does anyone actually care that our exploding national debt is destroying our future? What a big balloon note. And it's being held by foreign countries as well as the Federal Reserve. China, Saudi Arabia, and others are holding that big balloon note. The petrodollar has given Saudi Arabia a lot of leverage with our government, and they are partners with the CIA. But it has also given us what we have come to regard as an unlimited credit card. The sky's the limit. As a matter of fact, Trump and then Schumer are talking about getting rid of our credit limit. Let's just let it run. We're already up to $20 trillion. As Michael was just pointing out, it's been jumping by $1 to $1.5 trillion a year. It's exploding. You want to talk about a hockey stick, something going up exponentially? A lot of people have had this drummed into them, this fake idea from Michael Mann that there is some kind of a correlation between CO2 and average temperatures. That's been disproven by the data. But he says, hey, look, it's going to go up like a hockey stick. It's going to go up exponentially. Bo, the thing that's really going up like a hockey stick that's going up exponentially is our debt. And this is a balloon note. And the pen to burst that balloon note may be taking us off of the petrodollar. We're going to get right back to Michael Snyder and have them break this down for us, as well as an article that he wrote talking about the danger and the risk of universal basic income as our economy collapses. But before we do, real quickly, I'll remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWars. That's what supports our programs here, supports the operation. That's what keeps us independent. It's what keeps us as free media, so that we're not obliged to take ads from people that would control our content. It's what keeps us independent, even as we face the censorship of the Silicon Valley tyrants that are working with the government to try to take over freedom of speech, to take over control of the internet, to take over control of your lives, whether it is economically or transportation based. But that's what keeps us independent and free. So we've got a lot of sales here that I want to tell you about, because we really do appreciate your supporting our operation here. Again, we have Caveman True Paleo Formula that is now 50% off. We have all Emmerich's Essential Packs are now 50% off. The Pro Pure King Water Filter, that's Gravity Feed Water Filter, 30% off. And with the code word of Irma or Ready, you can get 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food with a shelf life of 25 years. That can help you to prepare for the future, to smooth out spikes in food costs. We're talking about the fact that Venezuela has just come off the petrodollar. That is the beginning, as Michael was pointing out. Look at the situation in Venezuela. Look at what's happened to the food costs there. Eventually, any country that wants to buy into socialism, they're going to eventually run out of other people's money. And when they do, they're going to start running out of food. So anything, whether it's a natural disaster, an economic disaster, or an economic collapse, any of those things can cause spikes in food. Or you can just prepare so that you don't have to try to fight with the crowds as a storm is coming and everybody is emptying off the grocery shelves. Anything you get at InfoWars right now, you can get a 10% discount off your entire order when you enter at checkout the coupon code REALNEWS. That's the name of this program. Tell us that you're watching, and we will give you 10% off the entire order. That's REALNEWS to get 10% off your entire order at InfoWars.com, including these sale price items that you see here. So it's a time to get major savings at InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and InfoWarsLife.com is where we sell our products. All right, Michael, let's talk about what's going on, because as I said, this could be a big pin that's going to burst the bubble. And we've already seen what this looks like. We've seen what it looks like in Greece when they hit the wall. What happened there? They took over the government and they put a Goldman Sachs banker in charge of their economy. And they are facing extreme adversity here. They've got an article here from Zero Hedge saying, Greeks, 90% of the Greeks cannot afford to buy anything at all, let alone property. Okay, so that's what we're looking at in the future. And it's not just what happened today that you just reported on, the fact that Venezuela has now gone off of the petrodollar. They are a major exporter of petroleum. And you just explained to people in the last segment the importance of having petroleum denominated in dollars. That makes us the world standard currency. And if we get off of that and this crashes, then this country is going to look like Greece, isn't it? We're going to have the bankers come in and repossess our country.
Oh, absolutely. And people can identify just on an individual level. If you've ever run up credit card debt, everything can seem fine for a while, and it raises your standard of living in the short term. I mean, you could go out today, get a new auto loan, drive a new fancy car, run up your credit cards, and things will seem great for a while. But eventually you hit a wall and disaster comes in. It's unsustainable. It's the same thing with our debt, where since Obama entered the White House, we've been stealing more than $100 million from our children and our grandchildren every single hour of every single day. I mean, what we're doing to future generations is not just criminal, it's beyond criminal. And so we're getting to the point though, David, it's already where it's unsustainable, where the CBO just came out with a new projection, the Congressional Budget Office. They're projecting that spending just for entitlement spending, I mean, we're talking Social Security, Medicare, is going to double over the next decade because, you know, our population is aging. So many, the baby boomers are retiring. So we're getting to the point where, I mean, our debts, our deficits are projected to explode in the future, even if we do nothing. So, I mean, we're getting to the point where it's stretched beyond all, you know, all rationality. We're getting to the breaking point, but people don't understand. They think it's okay. It's not okay. The status quo is not okay.
Yeah, and of course, as we look at this, we look at the ballooning debt, we look at the pin of getting rid of the petrodollar, and of course, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa and their recent summit for BRICS have said we've got to get rid of the petrodollar. So it's not just Venezuela. It's everybody who is doing that. As we look at that looming debt on the horizon, that burden that we put on all of us, because we got to pay that back with interest. The bankers are probably going to take over the country. But then we also have this other issue out there that's gaining a lot of traction with Democrats. It's also gaining attraction with a lot of establishment Republicans, and that is universal basic income. Tell people about that.
Yeah, universal basic income is the idea that we'll just write a paycheck for everyone every month, you know, where for years, I mean, the government's been getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We've had more handouts and more handouts. But now the Democrats, actually, this is really catching fire, the idea that, well, let's just give money to everybody for the privilege, just for the privilege of being alive every month. And so everybody gets a handout every month, which would be absolutely insane. But Hillary Clinton, it just came out, Hillary Clinton actually strongly considered running on this in 2016. So, but she didn't ultimately, but she was strongly considering it. But now, of course, we've heard Mark Zuckerberg, who's, you know, the head of Facebook. He's thinking of running for president. He said we need to explore this idea. There's been rumblings among other liberals and progressives, and among the grassroots progressives, it's really gaining a lot of steam. The idea that, hey, let's just give money to everybody. We'll get rid of poverty. Everything will be great because everybody will have money. But how in the world are you going to pay for it? I mean, free money, free stuff. Stuff sounds good until you realize, oh, we have to pay for it somehow. You know, ultimately, the money has to come from somewhere. So how are they going to do it? Are they going to raise taxes more? We're already being taxed into oblivion. I mean, the truth is we can't even pay for what we're doing now. How in the world are we going to pay for our universal basic income?
What it is basically universal welfare. Let's understand that's what it is. They're going to put all of us on welfare, and this is coming, being driven mainly by the Silicon Valley companies because they know that they're going to shut down our ability to work. They're going to replace us with very cheap robots and automation, and it is going to be across all industries at the same time. We've had single industries being displaced with technology in the past, but this is not something that is going to be more disruptive than anything we've ever seen in the past. It's going to be across all industries. It's going to be from the top to the bottom. It's going to be affecting people at the very top with white collar jobs. So this is going to be massive unemployment. They're looking at this and saying, how are we going to control these people? Well, the way you control people is with welfare. You put us on an Indian reservation system, which is really what they're talking about. They're talking about restricting our movement, putting us on a welfare system, and then governing us with a corrupt bureaucracy. And this is what these people are putting out there. Even people like Charles Murray, who wrote a book at the beginning of the Reagan administration talking about losing ground. Now, he was talking about the evils of welfare and how detrimental it was to people. But they're very concerned that when this debt collapses and they start to take control of our country and they start to take away our jobs, there's going to be a massive revolution. They call us the precariat. They're concerned about this, and this is a way to pacify us. I'm really glad that you understand this, Michael, and I'm glad that you're running for Congress. If people want to find out how they can help Michael run for Congress, Michael Snyder for Congress.com. We need somebody there who is looking after America's interest, not after the banker's interest, who understands the fundamental issues of the problems facing us. You got 20 seconds, Michael. Tell us a little bit about your run for Congress here.
Yeah, come visit us, MichaelSnyderForCongress.com. I'm running on a pro-liberty freedom platform, a Ron Paul platform, ending the Fed, abolishing the income tax. Come visit us, check us out. Running in Idaho's 1st Congressional District, MichaelSnyderForCongress.com.
Very important. We have to have people who understand the issues from a liberty perspective. Michael Snyder truly does. Thanks, Michael, for joining us. We'll be right back with more news.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. More than 2 years ago,
InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Friday, September 15th, 2017. As we pointed out at the beginning of the broadcast, there's been a major terror attack in London again on the tube there, the subway system there near Parsons Green. We had 22 people seriously injured, many of them reportedly on fire, or their hair was on fire as they were panicked, running out of the area. I'm sure that some people were probably trampled. There would have been a lot more people killed if this bomb, this homemade bomb, had been had not malfunctioned. Only part of it exploded. So we can be grateful that the casualties were not greater than that. But what is the true issue here? President Trump has tweeted out, he says, another attack in London by a loser terrorist. These are sick, demented people who were in the sights of Scotland Yard. We must be proactive. And so CNN criticizes him for saying that. But say he's pushing this whole idea of controlling the borders again. Imagine that. No, that's precisely what needs to be done. And part of border control also includes deporting people who are here and criminally violating the law. If we were to deport dreamers, we would have, and instead of giving them a free education and saying we have to wait until they do something, then we would be much better off by getting rid of MS-13 people. We're told that we can't do anything about these people until we actually catch them red-handed in a crime, and basically that's what the UK is doing to allow these things to continue to go forward. As President Trump pointed out, Scotland Yard knew about these people. We saw the previous attacks on London Bridge, carried out by people that the BBC had done documentaries on. Of course they know who these people are, but they don't have the heart to deport them because we would look like the bad guys. And that's what's happening right now in this debate about DACA. We don't have the guts to actually protect ourselves anymore in this country. With them, it's these terrorist Muslim organizations here, the tip of the spear, are groups like MS-13. That we just can't have the heart to get rid of. And so we got a lot of families who are saying, we need you to do what you said you were going to do to protect us, to President Trump. So I hope that we will do that here, but he says the travel ban in the United States should be far larger, tougher, and more specific. Yes. And we should be tougher and more specific about getting rid of the people who are here. I do not believe that we're going to have tougher enforcement if we're not willing to enforce the unconstitutional acts that brought these people in here, to get rid of those acts. Tougher enforcement begins by taking the people who were brought here unconstitutionally, who were incentivized to come here. Tougher enforcement means you send them home right now. Show us that you're going to be tougher in enforcement. Don't tell us that the enforcement is going to come later. We've seen this for 31 years. Every president coming in has promised us this sort of thing. Well, we're just going to have welfare and amnesty. And then we'll get the enforcement later. And I don't want to have the kind of enforcement that is going to be extreme or total surveillance. I don't want to have that. I'm afraid that that's what we're going to get. We're going to get open borders, and then we're going to have big brother surveillance. We're going to have to appeal to Washington whenever we get a job. Let's remove the magnets that are bringing people in. It's the welfare state, and it's amnesty. But now we're talking about doing nothing about the welfare state for them, all the free educational benefits and everything else. And we're talking about now making the amnesty magnet even bigger. And we see that the border crossings have gone up as we've been getting softer on this. It's very important that we understand that there were expectations based on what President Trump had campaigned on. People expected him to undo the economic oppression of Obamacare and taxes. Of course, he's been blocked by the Republican establishment on those issues. But if that doesn't break through, you're going to see the expectations that have been built into the stock market collapse. And already we have seen the expectations that there's going to be actual enforcement of our immigration laws. We've seen that people abroad don't believe that any more than Trump supporters are starting to say, hey, this doesn't look like this is going to happen. And that's why border crossings are going up. That's why we've got Trump supporters who are burning their MAGA hats. That's why we got people who have loved ones who were killed by illegal aliens. Many of them DACA age are furious about the talk in Washington now about a deal. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male. You're a white man.
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
September 15th, 2017. I'm David Knight, your host. As we've been talking about, everybody's concerned, is there going to be a deal? And as we pointed out yesterday, we had Representative Stephen King, an immigration hardliner, very early Trump supporter because Trump got traction on immigration. And he wrote yesterday, he says, if there's going to be an immigration deal, if these reports are accurate, if the kind of stuff that we're hearing from the Democrats is accurate, and if this is amnesty, and you can say that it's not amnesty, but if you allow the people to stay, it is amnesty. Whatever you call it, people can see through that. He's not fooling anybody to say that it's not going to be amnesty, but that we're going to let them stay and pay for their education at the expense of your home, at the expense of the American dream. Stephen King said, if this happens, the president's base is blown up, destroyed, irreparable, and disillusioned beyond repair. No promise then will be credible. This is why you see so many people that are upset. Not just commentators, but people who are concerned, who are burning their MAGA hats. We've got nine family members of Americans killed by illegal aliens are talking about a possible DACA deal with Democrats. They're saying, we cannot allow this happen. Does anybody really want to throw out the good, educated, accomplished young people who have jobs? Some of them serving in the military, said President Trump. And they said, don't you dare turn your back on angel moms who stood by you. They understand that these people who have been portrayed as perfect are not perfect. Anybody who says that there's nothing wrong with any particular group is being just as bigoted as anybody who says that there's nothing good with any particular group. Look, there's good and bad people in every group. And you have to understand that the age that we're talking about here is 15 to 31. And these are the people that are being incentivized to come in. We're giving free education to MS-13 gang members on Long Island, and we cannot get rid of them, even though it is written all over their face and tattoos that they're MS-13 gang members, because we've got to catch them red-handed. How is that any different than the insanity that's going on in London with Scotland Yard saying, well, we know these guys are out there preaching, they're Islamic hate preachers, they're jihadis, they say they want to kill everybody in the West, but we can't do anything until we catch them red-handed. How is that any different than what we see going on with MS-13? And we say we can't deport them, even though it's written all over their face what they are. We cannot deport them, even though they're violating the law by being here illegally. They're foreign citizens. They see themselves as foreign citizens. We point out when the first big amnesty bill went through with Ronald Reagan, 3 million people were going to be qualified for that. Only 15 years later, only one-third of those people actually wanted to become American citizens. They don't see themselves as Americans. They don't want to speak our language. They don't want to be involved in our culture. They send their money back to Mexico. That's why the Mexican government pushes them on us. And then they retire to Mexico, whatever. That's fine. You know, let's understand where this is going. Let's not be shamed. Just like the Brits are shamed. They can't deport the hate preachers. They can't do anything about that. Instead, they come back against people who talk about that. I've got an article here about, people being scared to death. There was a school in Honolulu, Hawaii. And they came in on 9/11 and they staged a terrorist attack in this middle school against these kids, scared them to death. The parents were furious about it, and they should be. And yet, in the UK, the teachers were afraid to talk about 9/11 because they didn't want to offend anybody who was Muslim. Look, just explain to them the involvement of the American government in 9/11. Explain to them the fact that we know that that the Saudis were involved, but we know they weren't the only ones involved. We know they were working with the American government as well, and that there was only, two buildings that hit planes in New York, but we had three buildings fall down their footprint. So it's, they've got culpability in it, but they're not the only ones who are involved in it. But like, that's the fear. You don't want to look like you're hateful with anybody. So you can't tell the truth. You can get totally, owning a particular politician or a particular political party, and you can't, call it what it is, or a particular group of people. You can't, tell the truth about this because you're so intimidated about it. I want to play, a quote again from what President Trump said on the tarmac yesterday that gets me very concerned about what this particular amnesty followed by enforcement is going to look like. We've never seen any border enforcement follow these amnesties. We're always promised we're going to have border enforcement, but we're going to be humane. We're going to let these people stay here. We'd let the people stay here, but we never get the border enforcement. But here's what President Trump said about the border enforcement.
But we'll only do it if we get extreme security, if we get not only surveillance, but everything that goes along with surveillance. And ultimately, we have to have the wall. If we don't have the wall, we're doing nothing.
Why did the
Okay. We're only going to do it if we got extreme surveillance, and we got extreme security and surveillance and everything that goes along with it. Let me show you a clip of what's going to go along with all this extreme security and surveillance. You're going to get your chip in your hand. You're going to have to apply to Washington every time you want a job. They're going to have to know everything about you. It is the mark of the beast is what we're talking about here, because that's the real enforcement that's going to come. The wall is just a symbol. The wall is not going to be effective. What the Democrats are talking about doing, they say, well, we don't want the wall. What we want are drones. We want surveillance. We want biometric identification. We want E-Verify. We want chips on people. That's what we want. And this is what it's going to look like. Here's that clip.
Here it is.
Wow. That small guy can touch it. Yeah. Look at that. Stefan Rey works for Sweden's largest train operating company, the first in the world to begin using microchips that sit underneath the skin as train tickets.
Isn't that
this
wonderful?
Microchip implants sits right here.
That's it. It's under your skin.
It's under my skin.
Okay, here comes the ticket officer. This is our chance to see if that works.
Oh, each passenger with a microchip must be registered with a membership number. The microchip holds this number, and when the inspector scans the chip, the ticket comes up in her validation app.
It's there? Yep. So it shows the tickets, our names.
Big technology,
and
great.
It all came from that, yeah.
So what about
privacy.
The solution we found was that if we just put the membership number, that won't be telling anyone anything about you outside our company. There's no transmitter here, so you can't be tracked with a GPS or something.
So far, around 3,000 people in Sweden have a microchip.
In theory, you could use the microchip implant to replace a lot of stuff. I mean, your credit cards, the keys to your house, the keys to your car.
Yeah, you can use your microchip to replace your privacy and your liberty. How about that? You don't need those things anymore. Just throw them away along with your car keys and your train tickets. You know, it's interesting. About 25 years ago, I remember when we first started hearing news about license plate readers that were going to take the place of the trouble of stopping at a toll booth and paying for your ticket. And there were people in Holland, in the Netherlands, that were very concerned about that. They said, you know, we don't want this because we remember what happened with the Nazis. They came in so quickly, and we had, because we like to keep track of records and everything, you know, we just like to know what everybody's doing. We had these 3x5 cards, and we had a lot of stuff written down about everybody. And they were packed in these drawers, all these 3x5 cards. They were packed so tightly that we couldn't set fire to them. And the Nazis got all that stuff. And we don't want that information kept on us by anybody. And then they came back, oh, don't worry. We have all these gee whiz technologies to keep all this stuff private. Do you really seriously believe that anymore? Do you seriously believe them saying, oh, we're not going to track you by GPS? Of course they're not. They got different technologies to track you by. They're going to be tracking you. They've got near field sensors. Those sensors that can be connected to anything. And then they can track every bit of your movement. And that's what they're going to do with the cars. You don't necessarily have to have the chip in your skin. They will just watch your face. They will watch your car. They will track you when you get into their tax and track taxis, the robo-cars driven, that are going to be owned by Lyft or Uber or by Ford or GM. That's what's the future. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're talking to Lee Stranahan. We're going to talk about the recent revelations discovered by a FOIA request that are going to show pay for play. And, of course, this is coming from Judicial Watch. They're doing a lawsuit because the Department of Justice will not do their job. We've also had, as we talked last Friday, a week ago, we talked to Ty Clevenger, who is on a one-man quest to make sure that we don't have a double standard. One standard for Hillary Clinton and Susan Rice, and the FBI, and the CIA, and the NSA, and a different standard for the rest of you, the rest of us. They have their privilege. They don't have to testify. Like Susan Rice, she didn't have to testify until she was getting ready, until she had some kind of a counterattack. And that's what the media is seizing upon. She says, well, you know, and we'll talk about that in just one moment. But before we do, I just want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off of the toothpastes and mouthwashes that we sell that have colloidal silver and iodine to fight bacteria that creates gum disease, that causes your teeth to fall out, that can cause heart disease. This has been documented. If you want to fight that, one of the best things you can find, I don't know any other toothpaste that has nano silver in it or iodine. And it doesn't have the bad form of fluoride, sodium fluoride. It doesn't have the fluoride. It is fluoride-free. We call it Super Blue. But it does have things that will fight bacteria, like colloidal silver, iodine. We have it in a couple of different flavors, and we have a mouthwash that has the same ingredients in it. We also have Knockout, 40% off, the all-natural sleep aid. And we have Emrix Essential Packs, 50% off. ProPure King is 30% off. That's the gravity feed water filter, the largest one. It's a great way for you to be proactive to protect your health, your family's health. You never know what's going to be in the water. Even if you have it tested today, you don't know what's going to be in it tomorrow. So make sure that you're always getting pure, clean water. It'll take out 99.99% of contaminants, whether they are organic or inorganic or bacteriological. And you can always make sure that you've got clean, healthy water for yourself and for your family. It's gravity feed, so in an emergency, you don't need power. And we also have InfoWars Select Storable Food, 50% off with the promo codes either IRMA or just READY. And if you want to get 10% off your entire order, enter the code REALNEWS. That helps us know that you're watching and supporting this program, and it saves you 10% off your entire order, whether you're buying sales products or other things like Brain Force, my favorite supplement that we have here. I use that frequently, or getting something else that we use here on the O Dark Early Crew. Wake Up America. It's great to have a cup of coffee in the morning when you get up really early. It really does wake you up. And instead of spending the money with the people who are trying to shut down our economy, Starbucks, make your own fresh coffee, the best coffee that you're going to find, and use it to wake yourself up in the morning. It's called Wake Up America. Great name, because we're trying to wake up America with this operation, trying to get people to understand what the news, not just what the news is, but what's behind the news. And, of course, we report on things that other people don't report on. All right, let's get back to the news. As President Trump is coming out and saying the obvious, that and they don't know who these guys are yet, or at least if they do, they haven't made it public. But do you think that it's going to be Muslim terrorists? Yeah, I think that's a pretty safe assumption. Do you think they're probably going to know who these people are? I think that's a safe assumption, too. They're watching everybody. They have these people on file. We have seen this in every single terrorist attack. But because President Trump said that, he's under a lot of criticism. Theresa May, Prime Minister of the UK, is very angry with her. So he said, well, I'll call right now and explain this because of what he had put on Twitter. And so, of course, this is a crude device. It did not fully explode. It could have killed dozens. Instead, we've had seriously injured about 22 people, including a 10-year-old boy. President Trump today insisted that he would call Theresa May right now after the Parsons Green bombing, after he sparked a new argument over intelligence sharing. Both Mrs. May and the Metropolitan Police have blasted President Trump today for speculating about the fast-moving investigation. I don't think it's much in terms of speculation. We pretty much know what's going to be going on with this, and we pretty much know who this is. A backlash was growing as MPs told Mail Online the U.S. must not undermine a crucial intelligence-sharing relationship. And, of course, one of the things that President Trump tweeted out was the Internet is their main recruitment tool. We must cut it off and use it better. Well, I don't know really how you do that without violating the First Amendment. That's one of the things we're very concerned about, the fact that as we look at these incidents, that it may be used by Facebook, by Google, and by others to shut down people by labeling them as a terrorist group or as a hate group or as a racist group. Who makes those determinations? Is it going to be Facebook? Is it going to be Google? We've seen that they typically like to label people that they don't agree with politically as a hate group or as a racist group. Southern Poverty Law Center is great for that. They're a great beard for that kind of political censorship and using racism and hate as a beard to shut people down. I don't want to see that happen. I want to see it combated on, I want to see bad groups combated with free speech. That's what we're about here. And that's what you should be about. We don't want to say that because somebody is evil that we're going to censor them. I don't want to see that censorship. It's easy to shut this down with, these people are true hate groups. But let's not start on this witch hunt. We see this happening everywhere, labeling everybody as a hate group to censor them. And one of the things that is percolating right now is the Senate Intelligence Committee has recently passed the Intelligence Authorization Act for 2018, directly attacking WikiLeaks. Why are they doing that? Is WikiLeaks a terrorist organization? No. Is WikiLeaks a racist organization? No. Are they a hate group? No. No, what they have exposed, what WikiLeaks and whistleblowers have exposed, are criminal actions by our government. We do not want to let our government become a terrorist organization. So as Ron Paul puts it on his weekly column, he says the goal will be to create a climate of fear. And that's what we have to avoid when we look at these terrorist attacks. Do not jump in here and say we've got to cut off the Internet, whatever that means, and we've got to control the Internet. No. We do not cut off free speech in any way, shape, or form, and we do not control speech in any way, shape, or form. He says the goal will be to create a climate of fear to ensure that no one dares to publish revelations of a future Ed Snowden or a Chelsea Manning. Okay? They're going to try to shut down InfoWars using this type of tactics. By labeling WikiLeaks a hostile intelligence service, legitimizing government action against the organization, the Senate Intelligence Authorization Act threatens the ability of whistleblowers to inform the public about government misdeeds. It also sets a precedent that will be used to limit other types of free speech. That's what Ron Paul said. And here's how it breaks down. Basically, in this act here, they say anyone who supports WikiLeaks or Julian Assange could be arrested, aiding the enemy, because of the wording hostile intelligence agency. They're no more a hostile intelligence agency than the New York Times or the Washington Post. They exposed information with the Pentagon Papers. They exposed information with Watergate and so forth. They were given a pass. They were journalist organizations. So is WikiLeaks. They say other media organizations will soon be targeted, limiting our ability even more to know the truth about our government. There is a difference between somebody who is a whistleblower and somebody who is a criminal. Whistleblowers like John Kiriakou, whistleblowers like Manning, exposed criminal actions by Hillary Clinton and others in our government. They were sent to prison. That doesn't mean they're the criminals. It means the criminals sent them to prison. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Lee Stranahan.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium, but BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight, BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Powers, keep on lying. Live from Austin.
Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to Lee Stranahan momentarily. We're getting a connection established with him. I want to continue with what I was saying about the danger of censorship. And, of course, now we have the Senate Intelligence Committee putting a specific rider in the Intelligence Act of 2018 to go after WikiLeaks. And this is very dangerous. When we see, in the wake of these terror attacks, we see President Trump tweeting out that we have to cut off the Internet. This is their main way of recruiting people. Understand the witch hunt this can turn into. I mean, let me just remind you that we've got Mayor de Blasio encouraging the vandalism of a Christopher Columbus statue in New York, in Central Park. We've got people saying that the national anthem is a racist anthem. And, of course, this has been building for a long time with Colin Kaepernick. It never ends. Look at the prosecution, not just of political whistleblowers, but of people who are talking about the murder of innocent children. The pro-life investigator, and this is, remember, the Center for Medical Progress, where they went through and they did a undercover investigation. They talked to Planned Parenthood individuals and said, got them to talk about on camera the fact that they're willing to buy body parts from the abortion protesters. And remember how it was exposed, that they were violating prohibitions, violating laws against that. They were told by a California judge, do not put that video out. Don't put that out. And just like we saw with Sheriff Joe Arpaio, when the judge told him, don't enforce immigration law. Don't do this. Don't do that. Well, you know, there are higher laws. There are higher laws. That's what these whistleblowers are about. So whether or not they are exposing criminal actions by the government or whether they're exposing criminal actions by Planned Parenthood, we have to stand for these whistleblowers. And we have to understand that the system will always make criminals out of the people who expose their criminal actions. So here we have a U.S. District Court judge in California has ordered pro-life investigator David DeLeiden and his attorneys to pay the abortionists, the National Abortion Federation, nearly $200,000 for releasing videos that he filmed undercover. The information was released through Center for Medical Progress, and this was a judge who said, do ban him from releasing these videos. Do you think if they are selling body parts, if they are aborting children and selling their body parts, do you think we should know that? Do you think that you should obey the judge's orders not to do that? So we can take this over a large number of issues. When we look at what was exposed through WikiLeaks, what was put out by Manning in terms of exposing Hillary Clinton's criminal actions through the State Department letters that were seen there. And as everybody gets Hillary Clinton's data, you can always find something criminal in it. That's what we're going to talk to Lee Stranahan about as well. We've got some new data that has come out through FOIA requests from people who are investigating that. And every time we get information about Hillary Clinton, whether it's her emails or whether it's State Department communications back and forth, we always see something going on with Hillary Clinton. And then the people who do it, like WikiLeaks, are attacked as a hostile intelligence agency. Yeah, they are hostile to corruption. They're hostile to things that show that our military was involved in execution of people that were carrying cameras, and then when they waited until the ambulance arrived, and then they shot them up again, and you can see the video footage that they were looking at. And it absolutely makes me sick that that was done in my name. And so I'm very happy that Manning exposed that. I'm very happy that WikiLeaks exposed that. If we're not going to have a discussion before we go to war about why we're going to war, what the goals are, how do we define winning, then we need to know what they are doing as they're doing it in our name. And, of course, we're not getting the truth from our government. Now, Manning was going to be speaking at Harvard. They was going to be a visiting fellow. And we had a former CIA director said, well, I'm resigning. I'm resigning from Harvard if you're going to have Manning in, because as the New York Post put it, Manning is a soldier turned convicted felon. Well, that's exactly what we were talking about with John Kiriakou. They don't put anybody in jail for torturing people criminally. They don't put anybody in jail for waterboarding people. Instead, what they do is they put the person who blew the whistle on those criminal acts in jail. That's what they did to John Kiriakou. And he said, you know what? I would do it again. I would do it again. I really appreciate that. And those people should be honored for exposing crimes instead of incarcerated. So, yeah, they convicted Manning and sent him to jail with this. But, you know, that's why you've got somebody like Michael Morell, who is a never-Trumper. He's a face of the politicized CIA, face of the military-industrial complex, the face of the forever war people that gave us the war crimes that were exposed by Manning, saying, well, I'm resigning. I'm out of here. I'm not going to, I don't know what role he had there at Harvard, but he went out. And now Harvard has caved on this. They said it was a mistake. They rescinded their fellowship to Manning. They say Manning's visiting fellow invitation was rescinded. I guess maybe they realized that Manning is no longer a fellow, literally. No, they're doing it because of pressure from the military-industrial complex. That's why Harvard is rescinding that. And as we look at the crimes and the cover-ups, I just want to remind you of this story that we touched on earlier. Former FBI Director Mueller obstructed congressional investigation of the Saudis' involvement in 9/11. This is from the New American. They say a lawsuit filed by families of the victims of 9/11 terrorist attacks against the government of Saudi Arabia charges that the Saudi government had funded a dry run. You've heard that. We talked about that about a week ago. It came out. Designed to test airline security. Amazingly, however, when the joint inquiry into intelligence activities before and after the terrorist attacks of September 2001 announced that it was sending a team led by former FBI lawyer and counterterrorism analyst Michael Jacobson to San Diego to investigate the connection between the Saudi government and the activities of some of the hijackers that in that city, then FBI Director Robert Mueller made the strongest objections, quote-unquote, to Jacobson and his colleagues visiting San Diego. It was revealed by Senator Bob Graham, the senator who chaired the committee conducting the joint inquiry into the intelligence community activities before and after the attacks. So he participated in a cover-up. And again, we know that this was not completely done by, you know, Arab hijackers who got out of their cave and took planes and knocked down three buildings in New York with just two planes. I mean, we talked about that on September 11th, the absurdity of that claim. But that's not to say that the Saudis are not involved in this. They are involved in it. And they cover this up, and so what we have to do is we have to promote these types of people who do the cover-up. They're the ones who are running the investigation of President Trump and the people in his campaign as he covered up what happened on 9/11. All right, we've got Lee Stranahan joining us now. And, of course, Lee Stranahan is no stranger to the program. He has his own program in the mornings. He is a long-term journalist. He's worked for both Huffington Post and Breitbart, and now he is has got his own independent programs and also programs that are running on Sputnik. Fault Line is, I believe, the name of the program. Is that right, Lee? Is it Fault Lines?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Fault Lines with Nixon and Stranahan. We're on 7 to 10 a.m. every morning. So there's some crossover, but like you, we're also available online. So
that's right. And people can also follow him. He's got a citizen journalism school. You can find that at citizenjournalismschool.com. Very important for that. Lee, let's talk a little bit about some of the revelations that have come out in the last couple of days. Of course, we've had Susan Rice come out with her leading attack. We had her back in May and then again in July, absolutely refusing, as they put it, requests by the Congress for her to come in and testify, because we had the FISA court exposed the fact. They declassified it. They said, hey, the FBI and the NSA violated the law, but we're going to, we'll talk about this when we come back. We've got to take a hard break here. But they said, hey, they violated the law. They declassified it so that we would know. And, of course, the person who would be in charge of that would be Susan Rice. And the person in charge of Susan Rice is Obama. She wouldn't talk to them, but now she's had some time to come up with an alibi. So we're going to talk about that with Lee Stranahan and the new information about Hillary Clinton. We'll be right back.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones
meats of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lee Stranahan. And again, you can find him at citizenjournalismschool.com, also at thepopulist.us. Lee, let's get right to it. We got a little bit of a late start here, but we've had some information come out, some new emails come out showing pay to play at the Clinton State Department. And these new emails, these are coming from a Freedom of Information request, part of an Information Act lawsuit. And this is from a Judicial Watch. This is showing, and we've had some indications of some of these things before, but now these are new ones that are coming out. An individual named Terrence Duffy, who's a futures broker. He was a contributor to the Clinton Foundation. And there's emails going back and forth. It looks like this was pay to play. And of course, he eventually made contributions to Clinton's campaign, made a big contribution to Clinton as a speaking fee. They made things happen for him. And then there's many others of these. This is a continuing pattern of behavior that we continually see every time we get any information about Hillary Clinton, isn't it?
It is. And Dave, you know, I like to drop a lot of facts. So I'm about to drop a lot of them on you. And I would suggest that people go back, take notes, don't take my word anything, look everything up themselves here. But I want to really point out the connections. When I started investigating this stuff, now let's tie this into something we all know. What's been the biggest media narrative since Trump was elected and even in the months before that?
It's a Russian thing, yeah.
Trump-Russia narrative, right?
Yeah,
now, again,
right.
I'm for Sputnik. So don't take my word for it. If you think it's a biased source, whatever, feel free to look into it yourself. Because my opinions haven't changed since I was the lead investigative reporter at Breitbart. Here's what everyone can look up for themselves. Let's start with the unmasking. Susan Rice did the unmasking. And you remember a few months ago, a woman named Evelyn Farkas came out. She was the former deputy assistant secretary of state for Ukraine and Russia. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She was the one who admitted to this unmasking and said that in the Obama administration, they started grabbing material, that they were doing this for political purposes. Now, it's significant that she worked on Ukraine. And in fact, she's closely tied with people like a woman named Milan Verveer. That's V-E-R-V-E-E-R. Milan Verveer, okay? Milan Verveer is a close associate of Hillary Clinton's and Ukrainian American. Now, let's talk about what Judicial Watch brought out. Judicial Watch brought out, in addition to what you mentioned, that apparently the FBI was paying the guy behind the Steele dossier. You saw that report, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, now let's bring out something else. August of last year, here's what we know for a fact happened, no dispute about this at all. Paul Manafort's the campaign chairman of the Trump campaign. Suddenly stories come out in the middle of August last year that the government of Ukraine says Paul Manafort was getting secret cash payments. We found them in this secret ledger. Within a week, what happened to Paul Manafort?
He's gone.
He's gone, right? Now, on June 27th of this year, the same prosecutor who said that, who's connected to a group called the National Anti-Corruption Bureau of the Ukraine, or NABU, okay? June 27th.
Sounds like taboo.
Same prosecutor admits that didn't happen, that Manafort's name was not in the ledger. How many news sources do you think picked up on that?
Basically zero.
Bloomberg picked it up.
Yeah.
So it's not just in some obscure blog. Bloomberg picked it up. CNN mentions it at the bottom of a story. But the media, who pushed this Russian narrative with Manafort, doesn't print that. Okay, why is this significant? Because remember what we just said that Judicial Watch brought out? This is hugely significant. Remember I mentioned NABU is the group who came out with that. NABU is not an old Ukrainian institution. They were started after the 2014 coup with the assistance of the FBI. In mm-hmm. fact, the FBI, and you can look this up on NABU's site, go to the site for the National Anti-Corruption Bureau of Ukraine. They have their own website, and you can look up stuff in English. Type in FBI, you'll find that there's an FBI agent stationed in Ukraine to deal with these issues.
Well, of course, yeah, we've got the American government involved in that coup in Ukraine in the first place, yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah,
so here's what
involved.
I'm suggesting happened in a big picture sense. The United States foments a coup that's funded by George Soros, by the way.
Yes.
Huge Hillary Clinton supporter. And literally, people can go and find that Victoria Nuland phone call.
Mm-hmm.
It's on YouTube, where the U.S. government picked who the new government would be. So we handpick a government. Then with the FBI, we set up a group. You with me? An official
yeah.
Ukrainian bureau. Then during the election, that bureau comes out and says something about Paul Manafort that's damaging to the Trump campaign that they later admit is false. After the election, they admit it's false.
Yeah.
So nothing I'm telling you there is conjecture. Nothing. Now,
this. And yet when we have this politicized intelligence agencies make any kind of pronouncement, everybody falls over themselves and says, well, this is coming from these people out here. And of course, you know, the whole thing about the 17 intelligence agencies and the unanimous stuff that came from Hillary Clinton. And then we find out after a very long time, after they talk about this, we find that there was no such thing, that it was some handpicked representatives from three agencies, the FBI, the NSA, CIA, that met with the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence. He gave them his summary, and those three handpicked guys agreed with it. So then that turned into all 17 agencies agree with it. So we see the politics of the intelligence agency, which is what's really frightening with this. The fact that they have this Stasi organization and now they're using it politically.
Let's add this. We know that James Comey, when the DNC, remember a lot of this is about the DNC hack, right? We know for a fact, because James Comey testified to it three times, that the DNC refused to cooperate with the FBI, that the FBI said, we'd like your servers. And Comey said, there's a reason they asked for the servers. I see people making excuses for this, right? But the FBI asked the DNC at various times at multiple levels. That's according to Comey's testimony, right? Now, and again, there you see it on the Hill, right? Now,
yes.
It's important to note that they got the information from CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike is a company formed by former FBI head of cybersecurity, Sean Henry, who's close to Robert Mueller, who's close to Comey. And CrowdStrike was literally working for the DNC at the time. So if I claim that my house was broken into, and then the police come by and they said, we'd like to investigate the premises. And I said, I don't want you to come in, but I'm going to have my bodyguard explain to you what happened. The police would say, no, Comey never subpoenaed them, never asked for it. And this group, CrowdStrike, is directly connected to the FBI. Not only that, CrowdStrike got a huge amount of money from Google, from Alphabet, the parent company of Google. We know that Google was the top corporate donor to Hillary Clinton. We know that Eric Schmidt is a huge donor to Hillary Clinton. Now,
The Obama administration, the White House, a couple hundred times while Obama was president.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So what we're seeing here is a provable conspiracy. And I'm not even getting into the stuff with Alexander Chalupa, who's the Ukrainian. There's the Politico story I've talked about before on this story. Now, once again, David, I got to say, God bless you and InfoWars for reporting on this, because it's so frustrating to me. Nothing I'm saying here is conjecture.
And of course, you tried to blow the whistle on CrowdStrike so many times, you've been thrown out of their building.
Yeah.
You know, and when we talk about them blockading as a contractor to the DNC with the connections to the FBI, and they have this private contractor, and they say, well, we know that it was hack here, and then that's being pushed out there by the DNI, by Clapper and others. We now have Susan Rice, who for months has said, well, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm just going to refuse to talk to the Senate.
That's right.
And so back at the beginning of May, the middle of July, we had this, and now she comes out and she says, oh, I've got something on Trump. This is why she comes out. And now we've got MSNBC talking about this endlessly. And what she got here? She says, well, the UAE's crown prince didn't tell the Obama administration he'd be visiting the United States. So that's my excuse for spying on these people without a warrant.
Now, the thing I'm going to note that's interesting, and I don't want to sound paranoid because I'm not. There's been a lot of stories. Yahoo ran a story earlier in the week that the network I work for, Sputnik, is under investigation by who? The FBI, right?
Yeah. Of course, that's the politicization of it, and we don't have time to explore that. We'll have to get you back on to talk about this. Thank you for joining us, Lee Stranahan. You can find him at citizenjournalismschool.com and thepopulist.us. That's the end of our program. Stay with us. Alex Jones will be coming up next on the InfoWars.com network.